This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection. For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureComm in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureComm. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Man, oh man, we've got a great game for you today on ScoresBroadcast.com. It is going to be our final presentation for you of this basketball season. Baseball just around the corner, but we got the state championship in Boys Division 6 up next. Tip-off in about 25 minutes. Marion Local and Berlin Island, two of the winningest basketball programs in D6 in the state of Ohio. They're right at the top. Kurt Guttemiller, head man at Marion Local, 15 years, 268 triumphs, 118 losses. Mark Schlabaugh at Berlin Island, 21 years at the school, in two decades plus. He's not lost 100 games yet. 462 wins, 99 setbacks at the school. Marion Local 26-1 on the year. Berlin Highland 25-3. The two teams have combined to win the last 25 in a row between the two schools this season. They're red hot. They're both playing their very best basketball of the year. coming off strong victories at Wright State University last night in state semifinal play. Marin Local triumphant, 46-30 over Van Wert Lincolnview, and Berlin Highland down Kirtland by the final tally of 65-43. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, we're at courtside looking right across at the Marion Local bench. Crowd filing in. It's going to be a far cry from the previous game's crowd. I bet 11,000 or so were here for the game between Delta St. John's and Kalida, the D7 championship, won by the Blue Jays 56-47. That was the previous game played here today at UD Arena. That was the D7 boys state title game. We've got the D6 contest coming up. Both teams on the floor. Marion Local down to the left, Berlin Highland right in front of us. Chuck, your takeaways from the two state semifinal games we witnessed, one we called last night at Wright State.
Well, the first game, Berlin Highland, they are a very talented basketball team. They got a big kid that goes to the, takes it to the rim. Had a little bit of foul trouble early, but boy, second half, he was unstoppable. And then they got a young man named Yoder. Hard to believe that there would be a Yoder playing over in Berlin Highland, but that kid is just an absolute sharpshooter. They're going to be a tough out for Marion Local. Marion Local, on the other hand, they had Mesher last night, and Mesher just was, he was it. They couldn't stop him. And when they did come and run two and three people at him, he was finding people open. He's just an outstanding facilitator and a really good scorer.
Yeah, he is a bulldog. He's a linebacker, a fullback on the basketball floor. Yep, he looks like a football player, but he's got great basketball skills. They were on display last night, 23 points by Braden Mesher in that victory, 46-30 over Van Wert Lincolnview. Flyers made 9 floor errors in the first half. Need to avoid that in this game against Berlin Highland, that's for sure. Defense has been the mainstay for Marion Local in the last two tilts. That was a 29-26 game at one point, late third quarter last evening. And from then on, 17-4 run over the last 9 minutes plus by Marion Local in similar fashion. And that's how the Flyers disposed of Tri-Village in the regional championship game. And that was a 40-22 disparity in points over the last 2.5 quarters of that contest.
Right.
Defense, defense, defense for Marion Local. And then just enough threes getting splashed through the net. Grant Kramer, 3 triples last night out at guard for Marion Local to propel them to the victory.
Well, and that's what Mesher has going for him.
Yep.
He gets in the lane. If they don't come get him, he's unstoppable. If they do come get him, he's got Grant Kramer standing out there. He's got Everman out there. He's got Hess out there. He's got people that can shoot the basketball, and he knows how to get them the ball.
Braden Mesher is the youngest of the brothers in the Mesher clan. We may recall Tyler, 2018. He passed in 2022. In 2018, Tyler Mesher willed Marion Local to the state championship, one of 3 Flyer state titles. He scored 18 points in the state championship game, 9 rebounds, double OT win, 52-51. Over Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. 2 free throws with a second on the clock to win the game by a point. Both foul shots dropped in, but Tyler Mesher, his younger brother Braden, about whom we've been speaking the last couple minutes, will be an important player, obviously, here today for Marion Local. Let's just hope that Tyler is looking down on Braden and the Marion Local Flyers in this state championship bid here today. Yep. It would be the Flyers' 4th.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what, that Marion Local team in that game,
yep,
one of my favorite games, and that was over at the Shot, and it was just a great time.
Yep.
And you're hoping that they can go ahead and duplicate that this evening.
I don't think I've ever seen 2 free throws win a game like those 2 shots did, and hit every single centimeter of the rim before going down through the twine.
Yep, I remember. And they just got on a roll at the right time, and they were just so determined, and they got it done.
State runners up numbers for Marion Local 2. This would be the fourth state championship for the Flyers, as I mentioned. Six previous runs to the Final Four in 25, 18, 04, 03, 1984, 1975. What a basketball tradition, too, at Berlin Island. Three state championships in 92, 2011, 2012. Three state runners-up. And it looks like about 11 or 12 years having reached the state Final Four. Traditions of excellence in high school basketball on the court before us in the D6 state championship game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yeah, well, we saw Berlin Highland play against Jackson Center back in the day, and Jackson had a big upset in the semifinals over Afrocentric. Mm-hmm. But that Berlin Highland team came out in that finals, and that game was over in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Right.
And I think Jackson was just out of steam, but they have a tremendous tradition playing high school basketball, boys and girls.
Flyers limited Lincoln View last night to 11 points in the second half. Berlin Highland with great D against Kirtland. It was averaging 60 a game with Kirtland, held to 43. But Berlin Highland, Chuck, you referred to some of the Hawks players. And the big man in the middle is a load. He's a 6'7 sophomore, Ryan Zerger. He scored 10 last night in the state semifinal win. He averages 14 and 9 boards. Young man who popped in 22 last night for Berlin Highland, averages just 14, so he was 8 above his average last evening. A 5'11 senior, Alex Miller, a 6-foot senior, Caleb Mischler. They averaged 14 and 10 respectively. Mischler was 3 of 7 behind the arc last night. So Berlin Highland, like Marion Local, can score in many different ways. Cale Arnes having a great year, the junior for Marion Local, has upped his per game average to 13. He and Mesher combined for 11 boards. When he gets open, you can just about count it for Grant Kramer. He's got radar from three-point land. And the job Brennan Hess may have to do in this game tonight. Hess at 6'5", on Zerger at 6'7", for Berlin Highland.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to really expect Hess to do a lot of scoring for him tonight. His number one priority is going to be playing defense in the post and making sure one shot, secure the rebound, and run the floor.
It is Marion Local, Berlin Highland, D6 state championship game. The title on the line here tonight. Tip-off in about 19 or 20 minutes. We'll take a 3 to 4 minute break. We've got to pay some bills. High school basketball championship style here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Yep, this is broadcast number 84 since basketball started, or I should say football started, way back last August in 2025. This is presentation number 84. We'll probably cover 20-plus baseball games. We'll exceed 100 games covered once again by the time mid-June rolls around and the end of the school year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Berlin Highland Hawks shooting around directly in front of us. Marion Local Flyers down to our left. Two sizable teams. It looks like each club on the basketball floor tonight, Chuck, could field a pretty good football team on the gridiron. I think one word will encompass this game pretty well. Yes, the players are talented, highly skilled, good shooters. They can run the floor. It may be a track meet at times, but it's going to be physical. That is for sure. Fouls. Could tell the tale. Who knows? If somebody has to sit with two quick ones, it could change the complexion of the game right away.
Well, for Marion Local, if either Messer or Kramer pick up two fouls quickly, they've got some trouble. They're not in the world of hurt, but they got some trouble. On the other side, I haven't seen Berlin Highland play enough to know what their rotation is, but I can't imagine that they're incredibly deep. They probably play seven or eight kids.
And I think that's ideal for a head coach this time of year, a 7-8 player rotation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's perfect. I certainly want six plus. Seldom do teams play 10. Maybe if the game is lopsided, you might play that many. You might spot somebody in last 30 seconds, 40 seconds of a quarter to give an extended respite to a starting player. But neither team extremely deep, but deep enough. And both clubs are in incredibly good shape.
Oh, absolutely. And they're both playing in a state championship, so they've done something right this year.
Adrenaline will be flowing. Taking a look at Berlin Highland in more detail, tentative starters Alex Mixler, or I should say Alex Miller, Caleb Mischler. Those are Amish country last names, Miller and Mischler. Alex Miller is averaging 11.7 a game, 4 rebounds. He's a 5'11 senior. Caleb Mischler, 6-foot senior, 10.5 points a game, also 4 rebounds. Miller scored 14 last night. Mischler had 10. Also in double digits last night was Caleb Yoder. Yoder, another popular south of Canton, south of Worcester last name. Caleb Yoder, one of two Yoders on the club. The other is CJ. Caleb is 22, CJ is 12. Caleb starts, 6'1 senior, 10.5 a game, 4 rebounds. He drilled in 22 last night, a dozen above his per game average. Also starting, Ashton Truck, a 5'8 senior. He is averaging 4 points a game. And Ryan Zerger, 13.6 a contest, at 9 rebounds, 6'7 sophomore in the paint. For Marion Local, Brennan Hess will defend in the post, 7.7 a game, 6'5 sophomore. Grant Kramer to guard, 9.4 a game, had 9 last night and 3 threes, a 5'11 senior. Luke Everman, a 6'3 junior, 5.8 a game, starts at a wing. Cale Arnes, 12.8 per contest, 6'3 junior. Braden Mesher, 12.8 a game, just like Cale. Braden, a 6'2 senior, as I mentioned a short while ago, the two combined for 11 rebounds a game. Braden Mesher was a one-man gang against Lincoln View last night. He popped in 23. Berlin Highland starts 4 seniors and a soft. Marion Local, 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a sophomore. We'll return in 3 to 4 minutes with our starting lineups. Opening tip about 8 or 9 minutes around the corner. Marion Local vies for its 4th state championship in high school hoops here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Oh, it's getting noisy here at the UD Arena. It's about half full. We were probably three-fourths, four-fifths full for the game between Delphi St. John's and Kaleida, the D7 state title game played earlier today. Won by Delphi St. John's to complete a perfect season. Final score, 56-47. It was 36-24 at the halftime break. Delphus led by 12. Blue Jays were actually outplayed over the final two quarters by Kaleida, which made a run at Delphus St. John's in the fourth quarter, Chuck.
Well, they were outscored and not necessarily outplayed, but there was never a doubt who was going to win the basketball game. And I heard, and you correct me if I'm wrong, both of those schools are in Allen County?
Yes. Yeah,
that to me is kind of amazing. You got two Division 7 teams from the same county playing for a state championship.
Well, you've got five or six districts in D6 and or D7 in the Northwestern District Athletic Board. So one or two of those district champs leaves the region.
Yep.
And in the case of Division 7, Delphus St. John's chose the route that fed the Southwest region. Marion Local in D6 chose the route that fed the Southwest region. Both Marion Local and Delphus St. John's Northwest District programs. Next year, interestingly enough, both Marion Local and Delphus St. John's will be Division 7 boys basketball programs. If the configuration remains the same, Northwest District will send a district champ to Southwest in both D6 and D7 like it did this year.
Yeah. It made for good drama here. And Allen County, I don't think anybody was home because this place was packed.
Well, that helped trigger a very good emotional, intense rivalry between the two schools, so physically close together. I was on Route 30 just the other day driving to Van Wert Lincolnview, and within a few hundred yards of each other, I saw signs. Delphus this way, Kaleida this way.
Yeah. Well, and it was fun. It was a great game. And it's kind of neat too that they played the first game of the year against each other.
Yep.
And they played the last game of the season here.
Yeah, when Cam Elmore was not available in the first meeting of the season between Delphus St. John's and Kaleida, that was game one for both clubs. Delphus 1-15 without Cam Elmore.
Yep.
Today with Cam Elmore, Kaleida played Delphus St. John's to a 9-point game, had it down to 7 with about 4 minutes to go in the fourth.
Yep.
We're just a few minutes away from the opening tip to start this D6 boys state title game between Marion Local and Berlin Highland. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, the key building component is defense. Who guards 6'7" Ryan Zerger for Berlin Highland? Probably Brennan Hess for Marion Local. We'll see how that goes. And who challenges Braden Mesher of Marion Local? Could very well be Caleb Yoder, 6'1" senior for Berlin Highland. We will see how that goes. Key building components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And thanks to Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, providing many services to vets and their eligible family members. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We've got the opening tip to start the game in just a few minutes. Marion Local, the lower team on the bracket, the visitor in this game tonight, wearing the blue. Berlin Highland, the white, the home club with the red and black trim opening tip to start. Coming up next, Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, just a moment away from the opening tap to start the game between Marion Local and Berlin Highland. Boys D6 state championship is on the line. Berlin Highland, Chuck, not a big team except for Zerger in the middle at 6'7". Otherwise, they start 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1", 5'8". It is smallish but bigger than Van Wert Lincolnview, the opponent for Marion Local last night. Flyers won that game 56-30. The Berlin Highland is a pretty muscular team, pretty stout. Unbelievable basketball tradition, boys and girls both, at Berlin Highland. We are next to the Marion Local student section, directly to our right. Marion Local bench directly across from us. Marion Local Marion Local fans straight ahead and to the right corner beyond the basket. We are just below the foul line at the end of the floor where the Flyers will be shooting in the second half. And again, directly to a right in the end zone. Big throng of Marion Local Flyers students. And you'll have a blast if you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. That's right, every other Wednesday, trivia, Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. You'll have fun plus great food. It is not the typical greasy bar food. It is made fresh each day at Loramie Brewing. You'll love it. Handmade and prepared. Fresh food at Loramie Brewing. The Lenten menu, amazing. Salmon filet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. Just to name several items on the Lenten menu at Loramie Brewing. Plus, you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dip salmon pizza. There's always plenty for the kids at Loramie Brewing Company. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza, carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Well, we will have media timeouts at about the midway mark with each quarter. Timeouts will trigger extended breaks. Each
at least a 12-minute halftime.
Right, there you go. Yep, 10 minutes or better, probably 12 at intermission. So we will have ample opportunity to get everybody's commercial spots in, plus some.
Yes, and everybody at home will have a chance to go to the bathroom at halftime. So it all works out for everybody.
Maybe a couple opportunities.
If anybody's in the stands listening, I'm starving. I couldn't find the concession stand open, so come bring me some popcorn.
Now, even the standard timeout breaks will be elongated.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the presence of television. If you're watching TV, turn the sound down, enjoy Jack and Chuck. We'll be about 10, 15 seconds ahead of you.
Yeah, you can make some bets and win some money.
Exactly. Opening tip to start the game, won by Kramer of Marion Local. Flyers have it up into the half court. It is Everman, 30 feet away, hand off to Mesher. Here comes the double team. Berlin Highland forces him to give it up at the UD logo. Everman handles the ball for the Flyers. On a lead to Mesher. Mesher is being trailed by one specific young man here at the outset. That's little Ashton Schrock, a 5'8 senior. Jump shot by the Flyers from the right flank is short. Rebound down to Berlin Highland. Into the forecourt, Alex Miller. He's got his left knee braced up. He dribbles off to the left corner. And Miller played extremely well in the game last night. He scored 14. Ball thrown to a cutter in the lane. Caleb Yoder's short shot. Bounces off the iron. No good. Each team with a miss. Here in the opening minute, no score. Mesher, half court for the Flyers. Attired in the road blue. Is caught by Arns 30 feet away. Zerger on him at 6'7". Arns cross court, left corner three. Marion Rokel. Good! A bomb thrown in from distance by Grant Kramer. He hit three last night for the Flyers. Splendid drive down the lane. Berlin Highland missed on the play, but Caleb Yoder. Rebound of a Zerger, fouled over the back by the Flyers. This young man will be a tyrant on the boards for Berlin Highland. Difficult for the Flyers to steal boards from. Got to get position on him and then anticipate to jump off the floor and beat him to the punch. Played 90 seconds. 3-0 Flyers. Here's a pass hooked by Caleb Yoder into the lane. Deflected by Marion Rokel. Picked back up by Berlin Highland. And it's Caleb Yoder from the left corner. Missed the shot. Driving to the baseline. Flyers got the rebound. Threw it long down the floor to Hasse, who is cherry picking. And he got two. Good start for Marion Rokel. Berlin Highland missing some short ones.
A good job of leaking out, because every time Mesher has the ball, two, three people are running at him, and he just looked down the floor and said, go shoot a layup.
Yep, Flyers need to take advantage of that. Here's Zerger in the lane, spinning with the left hand against Mesher. It rolls around, no good. Rebound put up and in by Zerger.
Nice rebound.
He got his own miss and scored two. 5:41 left first quarter. 5-2 Flyers. Good sign, seeing Kramer bury a three. Here's another one. It is skidding off the rim, no good. Weak side rebound. Job well done by Everman. He controls for the Flyers as they snatch the offensive glass. Mesher head of the circle. He is being checked very tightly by Ashton Schrock, 5'8 senior guard. Ball loose out near the UB logo. Arns scrapes his knees on the floor to dig the ball up and give it to Mesher, who goes right corner. He hooks the pass into the lane, intended for Hess, and it's spoiled by the Hawks, who come away with it. Streaking down the court, Ashton Schrock into the lane. Throws left corner, Caleb Yoder. And the ball is struck loose, taken away by Mesher. He hustles down the floor into the paint, meets resistance. Throws right corner, the jump shooter, Everman, rimmed it, no good. Hess with a rebound. Is he tied up or fouled? What's been called? Arrow favors Berlin Highland. Held ball is ruled. It is 5-2. Marion Rokel, 4:44 to go in the first. Each team's defense dominant, only 7 points in 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
The defense is good. The offense has not been very good, missing some, especially Berlin, missing a couple of easy shots down inside.
Yep, indeed. Schrock walks it to midcourt. He's the point guard, 5'8 senior. Gives it up near side to Caleb Yoder, back to Schrock. Schrock being checked by Everman. 20 feet out of the floor at Zerger. Zerger stumbles into the lane. Oh, he clearly walked with the ball. He got squeezed by two defenders. There was a travel call that was missed. A foul was determined to be assessed against Marion Rokel. I didn't agree with that one, Chuck.
Neither did the crowd. The students are chanting Helen Keller at the official.
Ball inbound to deep right corner. C.J. Yoder's in, 6'2 senior. Now Zerger, elbow on the right, Hess on him. Zerger tries to plow into the lane, fades away, shoots a 15-footer, it's off the flange. Rebound Hess, saves it into Mesher. Here come the Flyers, leading 5-2. We played 4 minutes, opening quarter. Mesher burrows into the paint, throws on the arc to Kramer. Long three off to the right. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It belongs to Berlin Highland. That was Hess who launched the three. Timeout called. TD timeout. 3:56 to go. First quarter of action. 5-2 Flyers over the Hawks on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Coming out of the extended media timeout with 3:56 left in the opening quarter. Marion Local leads 5-2. Flyers 2 of 6 from the floor. Merlin Island 1 of 6 from the floor. Every time Braden Mesher, Chuck, steps inside the top of the circle and gets near the foul line, he's double-teamed, even triple-teamed at times.
Well, they got the little quick kid on him guarding him, Schruck, and then they've got help either whichever way he goes.
Into the ball game, Luke Boddicker, 5'11 junior guard for Berlin Highland. As they go smaller, he and Schruck out front, they spread the floor. 25 feet away, Alex Miller, 5'11 senior. Miller backs his man down, tries to make a pocket pass for Zerger. It's off the foot of a Flyer player, goes out of bounds. Good idea, but no chance for that bounce pass to be completed.
Even if he gets it through there, there's nothing he's going to be able to do with the ball once he catches it.
Hawks trying desperately to feed Zerger the ball at 6'7". He's got it mid-post. 14 feet away goes baseline on Hess. Ball thrown out on the arc to C.J. Yoder. He tries a three. It bounces around and comes off. 1 of 7 for Berlin Island. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Marion Local 5, Berlin Island 2. Midcourt Mesher. Mesher guarded closely by Schrock. Mesher hesitates and doesn't get the ball over the timeline in 10 seconds.
It's a quick 10 seconds.
Tough break for the Flyers. Good defense by Mesher for Berlin Island. In the half court, Caleb Yoder will throw in right in front of the Flyers bench. Goes to the timeline to Alex Miller. 30 feet away, Caleb Mishler hits the cutting. Caleb Yoder back to the basket, works on Mesher 8 feet away. Arches one up, can't see the rim very well. Much too strong. Weak side rebound, though, for the big man, Zerger. Zucker on the arc to Alex Miller. He drives down the lane. Backhand layup with the left. He's got it. 5-4. Flyers up one. 2:32 to go. First quarter. Three-quarter court pressure on Mesher. Berlin Highland making Braden work hard. He picks up his dribble 35 feet away. Needs help. Gives it to Hess. Hess close to the timeline. High dribble outside the arc on the left to Kramer. He fakes right, goes left. Pitches behind him to Everman. Flyers are 30 feet from the bucket right now. Between the rings, it's Hess. Hand off to Arnes, to Kramer. Lob pass, mid-post, Mesher. Back to the basket. Here comes the double team. Goes cross-court to Everman. Arnes comes out to catch. 1:51 to go, first quarter. Arnes with a good drive down the lane. He's handcuffed while shooting, and he gets two at the stripe. A minute 49 left to go, first quarter. Marion Local 5, Berlin Highland 4. Each team's missed a half a dozen shots so far in this game. Free throw by Arnes in the air. Yes, he's got it. 6-4 Flyers. Substitution for Marion Local. Luke Everman is on the floor. Having checked out Oliver Hilsman, who was in just briefly, 6'3 senior. Free throws will be big. You've got to convert them. Second shot short by Arnes. Rebound snagged by the Hawks. 6-4, Marion Local. A minute 42 left to go, first quarter. Midcourt dribbling over the timeline. Alex Miller gives it up to Zerger. He walked, got away with a second walk, darted down the lane, long strides. Rebound Mesher, and Mesher is tied up, fouled. It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors Marion Local. And I tell you what, so far in this game, there have been two or three mistakes that have hampered the Flyers. Mistakes by the officials.
Tough game to call, but yeah, I just ask for consistency.
They've got to clamp down on the 6'7 Zerger. He walks like a deer. He takes antelope strides, doesn't put the ball on the deck after two or three of them. Mesher works into the lane for Marion Local, which is up 6-4. 1:18 to go in the first period. Between circles, Mesher, Schrock on him, 35 feet out. Mesher's got an opening. He bullies his way down the lane, right at the rim, shoots short, no good. Mesher's called for an offensive foul. And I tell you what, Chuck, the defender was below the net.
Well, I won't get started. He was absolutely inside that arc, but that's not a rule in Ohio high school basketball. Maybe if they put in 15 divisions, they'll change that rule, too.
1 minute to go, first quarter. Marion Local getting the raw deal on the officiating so far. Up a two, though, 6-4. Baseline drive, Alex Miller, all the way to the cup. He puts it up on the ring. It is almost offensive goaltending. It comes off to Marion Local. Zerger just about touched it when it was on the orange. Here's Mesher, 30 feet away, coming out to Hedges. Zerger, no foul call. Mesher, baseline left at the rack. He drives hard, bearing down on the defender who chopped him on the arm. Two free throws for Mesher. Tell you what, Chuck, we hit it on the head in the pregame. We said there will be some good shooting, talented players, highly skilled. They're in great shape. But we said for certain, for 32 minutes, it's going to be highly physical. It's played out that way from the get-go.
Looks like a rock fight.
Yes, it is. Free throw by Mesher. Lipped the rim and came out. Still 6-4 Flyers. 38.1 to go in the first quarter. Second shot, lipped the rim and came out again. Rebound Hawks quickly down the floor. Driving C.J. Yoder. Gives it up on the arc to Caleb Mishler. Mishler 35 feet out, picked up by Arnes. Hands to Alex Miller. Cross court three try, but Berlin Highland, a long one, but C.J. Yoder hit the flange. Rebound Mesher, long pass down the floor. Tried to hit Hess, intercepted by Zerger. Up the floor to a teammate who walked, no call. Zerger gave it up, got it back. Here's a fake by Schrock. Schrock enters the paint area. A running banker hit the rim, came off, stick back, beat the buzzer. A two-shot free throw situation for Zerger after the horn to end the first quarter. And Zerger went over the back twice
Neither time was the foul called in eventually winning against Marion Local. The question is, was the whistle before the horn? And it was. And head coach Kirk Dennemiller for Marion Local is hot. He's got reason to be.
Yeah, they've not been very good so far officiating.
The scoreboard clock reached no time on it, so nobody will patrol the foul lane. And not a team member from either club along the paint. Two free throws for Zerger, 6-7, 59% foul shooter on the year. And he throws up a brick, no good.
That was absolutely a brick. Needs to keep his legs under him a little bit more.
We're at the end of the first quarter. It's 6-4, Marion Local. Second foul shot for Zerger after time has expired in the period. Four dribbles, spins the ball once, twice, flips it up. It hits the front rim, backboard, and goes through. Quarter closes, not well officiated, very physical game, tough to call. Flyers have gotten the raw end of the deal through the first 8 minutes, that is for sure. 6-5, Marion Local, after one, on scores, broadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, C-U-R-L-Y-S meets.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Here we go. We start the second quarter with Marion Local up a point, 6-5. Inbounds pass comes to the near side of the floor by the Hawks, and it's knocked out of bounds right in front of us by Marion Local, which is up one.
As Chuck noted, it's a rock fight, and these aren't normal-sized rocks being heaved around. They are boulders. This game is extremely physical. That's why only 11 points have been scored. Berlin Highland's missed 11 shots so far. Here's a long three straight away. Berlin Highland, who wasn't guarded, and letting it fly and sinking it is Caleb Yoder. He splashed in 22 last night. He was really good from behind the arc. And he drills a three-point bomb to give the Hawks an 8-6 lead. 50 seconds gone here in the second period. On the arc, it's Hess for Marion Local. Top of the circle, Kramer. High arch and triple. Yes, sir. Grant Kramer connects from distance. The club's max threes. Maybe the shooting will improve. 9-8, Marion Local. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter. Deep right corner, Caleb Yoder sets his feet again. Tries it. It's on the rim. Once, twice, no good. Fine defensive board. Pulled down by Hess of Marion Local. Backcourt to Mesher. The little Schrock is on him. Mesher steers his way into the right corner. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. 5-second count is on. Ball delivered to Everman. Everman, side court, right in front of the Hawks bench. Goes baseline, can't shoot. Shovels to Arnes. He's got an opening. Arnes to the rim. Shot blocked by Zerger. Rebound, Arnes. Good. Cale Arnes, a dynamo on the offensive glass. 11-8 Flyers. Near side of the floor, Caleb Yoder gives to Zerger. Zerger at 6'7". He's at the mid-post now. Elbow gives it up. Top of the circle, Alex Miller sprints down the lane, driving to the cup, shoots it, no good, volleyballed off the rim by Zerger. He tried it, no, ball thrown to the arc, and then it's pitched out of bounds by Berlin Highland. Tell you what, Chuck, it doesn't look like they're going to call over the shoulder on Zerger. He has got his elbow propped up on the shoulders of Flyers players trying to rebound from behind at the offensive end, and it's not getting called.
Well, you know, what you do there is just the quickest little jab to the stomach will back him up a little bit with an elbow.
5:38 to go, second quarter, 11-8, Marion Local leads. Everman, high left, gives it up left corner, Mesher. Mesher bullet pass into the lane, handled there by Hess. He tried a shot, block, taken away, loose, picked up by Kramer. Errant throw by Kramer, intercepted by Alex Miller. Alex Miller down the floor to Yoder, driving, shot missed by Caleb Yoder. Long offensive rebound by the Hawks. Here's a fake from three-point land. And then Luke Boniker steps into a triple, missed it off the flange. Flyers got the board. Here's a long 30-footer by Kramer. It hit the back iron. It's loose. Ball rolls to Berlin Highland. Spinning Zerger, Euro step down the lane. Left-hand shot, good.
Nice move by the big kid.
6'7", he was nimble on that effort. Fine maneuver as he scooted through the lane, took the ball out high. Zerger is going to be a tough man to contend with for the Flyers in this game tonight. 11-10 Marion Local, 4:30 left in the second quarter. 30-35 points might win this. Top of the circle, Everman. 35 feet away, Hess. Flyers spread the floor, back to Everman. Everman looks inside. Oh, it's stolen from Everman. Taken away by Caleb Yoder. He goes down the floor, out in front to the rim. Left-hand shot, good. Steal, Caleb Yoder, results in a field goal for the Hawks, who lead it 12-11. Half the second quarter gone. Mesher gives it up right corner, S. Add on top, Everman. Between the rings, Mesher. Far right flank, it's Hess. Overplay, Berlin Highland, no steal. Near side to Arnes. He goes around his man, Zerger, and throws it to the opposite side of the floor. No one home. Zerger at 6'7", getting in the heads of the Flyers, who've made seven turnovers now. Timeout called, media break. 3:42 to go in the second. 12-11 Berlin Island over Marion. Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Well, much like 6-1 Allie Miller camped out in the paint defensively for Strasburg Franklin and got in the heads of the Rushi girls, the big 6-7 Zerger doing the same for Berlin Highland at the defensive end, and the Flyers are thinking a lot about him. After the timeout, Berlin Highland Zerger misses a short shot, had an 8-footer in the paint, pitched it up there about 7 feet. It hit the rim, banged away. Flyers got the rebound. And finally a foul called over guarding Berlin Highland in the left corner. Being roughed up was Luke Everman. Team fouls on the Hawks. As we look at the scoreboard,
That's their first, and Marion doesn't have any.
As rough as this game has been played, that is impossible for me to believe. I would have had probably half a dozen fouls by now for sure. Here's Kramer on the arc, posting up in the paint area. Hess backs the defender down, goes up strong with the left hand. Got it. Brennan Hess. Fine. Back to the hoop. Good drop step. Zerger wasn't on him. Hess got the two-pointer. 13-12. Marion Local. 2:50 to go. Second quarter of play. Hess is going to have to come up big at 6'5 in this game. Dribbling through the paint, Caleb Yoder didn't shoot. Instead, threw it back out on the arc. Handled there by Alex Miller. Gets a screen from Zerger. Zerger rolls. Miller wanted to pass it to him, couldn't. Miller gave it up, got it back. Alex Miller averaging 12 a game. Near side to Schrock. Right in front of us, Zerger picked up by Hess. Switch. Nicely done. Hess covered up the guard after he got the ball back from Zerger, and Berlin Highland threw it cross court nearly out of bounds, deflected by Marion Local. 2:17 to go Second quarter, 13-12, Flyers up one. 30 feet out, Truck. Far side of the floor, mid-post Serger. Backs down Hess. Throws to the three-point shooter near side, and Caleb Yoder buries it. That's what you do out of the post.
Got an eight-point quarter going for Caleb Yoder.
He's a hot man. He drilled in 22 last night against Kirtland for Berlin Highland. 15-13 in favor of the Hawks. 1:49 to go in the second quarter. Arnes, Mesher, pitch and catch on the arc. Mesher wants to drive. The floor is being spread. Now a switch off. Zerger hedged for an instant. Mesher gave it up, got it back. 1:31 to go in the second quarter. 28 points scored total in this game. Berlin Highland leads it by two, 15-13. Foul line, Everman, look back door for Arnes. Ball tipped in the air, stolen by Berlin Highland. A run out by Alex Miller. Driving layup is good. Steal, Berlin Highland, 35 feet from the basket. Led to an easy two-pointer on a race to the other end. Marin Local down four, biggest deficit. Outside the arc, it's Kramer. Kramer gives it up, goes right wing to Arnes. Arnes has an opening, drives against Serger. Shot missed on the play. Arnes hit the deck, so did the Highland defender. Foul called on a white shirt as Cale Arnes blasted his way to the basket. Ball almost went in. Second team foul on Berlin Highland. Won't amount to much, only 55.7 to go in the second quarter. Free throw by Arnes is swished. Marion Local's got to make its free throws. 60% foul shooting team on the year. Needs to do better than that in this game tonight. Mesher sits for the Flyers with 55.7 left in quarter number two, 17-14. And it remains that as Arnes is shy of the mark on the second foul shot. Berlin Highland's got the board. Under 50 to go, second quarter. Three-point lead for Berlin Highland. Trot 30 feet away, straight on. Coming out to catch, Caleb Yoder. Pitch and catch from Trot. Now top of the circle, Caleb Yoder wants to drive on Everman down the lane. Running shot missed. Two Flyers came at him. The driver hit the deck. Shot wouldn't go in. Foul call defensively against the Flyers, and I think two free throws are coming for Berlin Highland's Caleb Yoder, who has been outstanding here in this state tournament. As I said, he poured in 22 against Kirtland last night at Wright State. Couple free ones here for Caleb Yoder. Short, no good. Experienced some nerves off the front iron. 30.9 to go. Quarter number two. Marion Local down to three, 17-14. Flyers got off to a 5-0 start at the beginning of this game. Berlin Highland has outplayed Marion Local in the second quarter.
Well, they're shutting Mesher down, and they have taken Arnes completely out of the game with the 6'7 kid.
Yep, sure have. Arnes and Mesher having difficulty getting to the rim. Second free throw is in.
They have 2 points between them.
18-14, Berlin Highland up four. Mesher at the timeline. Fakes left, goes right. Schrock on Mesher. He follows Braden every step he takes. Nearly sneaks around from behind and steals. Mesher still got it, puts it on the deck. Barrels down the lane, was clearly fouled, had to be called. Serger got him from one side, Schrock from the other. They put the sandwich on him, but it's not of the shooting variety, only the third on the team. 10.9 to go in the second quarter.
You better be strong because they're not calling fouls, so nope. You better take care of the basketball.
Well, I was talking with the Salina St. Mary's radio crew about an hour before the game, and we came to agreement in 5 seconds. It's going to be physical. How will the officials call it? They're not calling much at all. Mesher to inbound, Marion Local down four, very late second quarter. And what do we have away from the basket on the throw-in? A shove by Berlin Highland.
I think we had a hold that time on Yoder. That's his second.
Two on Yoder. Caleb Yoder's got a couple fouls He goes to the bench, replaced by Zerger. Fourth team foul in Berlin Highland. Next one sends Marin Local to the line. Only 10.6 to go, second quarter. Flyers down four. On the arc, Kramer off a screen. Three-pointer, wide left, air ball out of bounds. 3.6 remaining till halftime. Berlin Highland's going to have a lead at the intermission break. It was 5-0 Marion Local in the first 80 seconds. Since then, 9 points in the last 15 minutes for Marion Local. That's how good, how physical the Berlin Highland defense has been. Here's Arns guarding in backcourt. Ball thrown up the right side to Alex Miller. Miller comes to the timeline, heaves a shot toward the backboard. Zerger was there to deflect it. It is no good, and that's how the first half closes. The Flyers have work to do. Marion Local was here last year and was beaten by Woodsfield Central, 43-35. Marion Local down four here at the intermission break, 18-14. Halftime upcoming. Flyers trailing before here on scorersbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. It is Berlin Highland 18, Marion Local 14. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here on scorersbroadcast.com. It's the D6 Boys State Championship, and the Flyers, who led early 5-0, were then outscored to the tune of 18-9 over the next 16 minutes plus of the first half of action. Hey, the Sidney Frisches has never left. It's going strong. Michigan Avenue west of I-75, as popular as ever. Frisch's in Sidney. Enjoy this fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that superb hot fudge cake. And don't forget the Frisch's breakfast bar, open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sidney open till 10 p.m. on weekends, till 9 on weeknights. And how about the seafood bar on Fridays? All of the tasty fish you can eat at the seafood bar, Sidney Frisch's, on Friday evenings. And more popular than ever, Frisch's new dinner menu featuring spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sidney? Still in Sidney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Halftime being brought to you by Schniffel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Flyers trail by 4, 18-14 Berlin Highland, which got a big second quarter from Mr. Yoder. He was dynamite in period number 2, Caleb Yoder. And Arnes and Mesher have been stifled so far for Marion Local, Chuck.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have not scored. Well, they have 1 point between the two of them. Hess and Kramer are the two that have kind of carried them offensively, if you can call 14 points and a half carried.
Wow.
But the Flyers are 5 of 12. That's 41%. The scary part of that is 12 shots. 2 of 8 shooting threes, 2 of 6 from the free throw line. On the other side, Berlin Highland, 7 of 23. That's 11 more shots for the game. 2 of 6 shooting threes, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 13-13 on the rebounds, 5 to 2 on the offensive boards for Berlin Highland. Marion Locals turned the ball 8 times in the first half. Berlin Highland turned it once. Individual scoring for Berlin, they had Yoder with 9. They got 5 out of Zerger and 4 from Miller. Only 3 people scored. They scored 5 and 13. 18 for the first half on the other side. Also 3 people scored. 6 for Hess, 6 for Kramer, 2 free throws for Arnes, 0 for Braden Mesher. They scored 6 and 8. And they trail at 18-14 at the half.
In synopsis, Chuck, for Marion Local, too many missed free throws and too many turnovers. You can't have a lead turning the ball over that much and missing 6 of 8 foul shots in the first 2 quarters.
Yeah, well, they've struggled, and they've struggled in a lot of ways. The nice thing is they're only down 4.
Right.
And that must have been probably one of the worst halves they've played offensively.
No doubt.
So let's see what comes up here in the second half.
Halftime here at the UD Arena. Boys D6 state title game. Marion Local trails Berlin Highland 18-14 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Marion local student section can be heard in the background as the Flyers prepare to start the third quarter of this game. D6 boys state title on the line. Berlin Island 18, Marion local 14. And we are a moment away from the beginning of quarter number three. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what you want to see on our shelves. We've delivered Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market on the other end of Fort Loramie on North Main. The North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru on North Main. And don't forget to stop by today in Fort Loramie. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage, also new, right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Flyers have the ball to start the third quarter, down four. Right in front of us is Mesher. Mesher goes baseline against Schrock. Here comes the double team, and Mesher tries to squirm out of trouble, and in doing so, pitches it to the near sideline. Wide of Everman, it goes out of bounds. Berlin Highland suffocating defense causes another turnover by Marion Local to start the second half, Chuck.
Yeah, well, the defense for Berlin Highland is what's winning the basketball game for them right now.
It sure is. Baseline right with the ball. Caleb Yoder tries a spinning fadeaway jump shot. Blocked on the play. Mesher was right there to get a mitt on it. Threw it down the floor to Kramer. Kramer fakes on the arc. Back to Mesher. Whips it left side to Everman. Cutting through the top of the circle, Hess. Ball delivered outside the arc to Kramer. Grant on a weave, still 30 feet from the bucket. Everman's got it. Now Mesher near the UD logo. Screen set by Arns. Mesher picked up by Schrock. Schrock is about 5 inches shorter than Braden. But Schrock is so quick, Braden can't get clearance. Not much of an avenue to the rim. He can't get the ball into the paint like he so cleverly does game after game. And it has stymied the Marion Local offense. Deep left corner, three by Kramer. It's off the flange, no good. Rebound, ping pong, out of bounds, off Berlin Highland. Not controlled on the play by Caleb Yoder. Marion Local to inbound, right of the rim. We've played 90 seconds, third quarter. No points scored. Ball lobbed into Arns. Mesher, baseline. He's got Schrock on his back. Muscles gets in low against Berger. Stripped on the play by Berlin Highland. Another miscue by the Flyers. The defense caused it. Berlin Highland down the floor. Shot fake on the arc. Then here's a long launch. Three-point try missed by Mishler. That was an empty possession right now. That was as good as a turnover. Marion Local got the rebound easily. Mesher splits a couple defenders. Dribbles into white jerseys. Lost control. Jump ball. Held ball results in a possession for Highland. Another turnover, Flyers. Three to start the second half. 5:58 to go, third quarter. Berlin Highland's defense triggering this 18-14 advantage. Marion Local has been stopped cold. Halted at the offensive end. Outside the arc is Schrock. Schrock feeds it to a teammate. Here's a long three pumped up there by Mishler off the flange. Rebound, Berlin Highland, and it's thrown over and back. Good call by the referee. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. And since the first 80 seconds of this game, Marion Local scored 9 points.
Yeah, I mean, they can't run anything. Nope. They have absolutely no offense to run right now.
9 points in the last 18 and a half minutes for Marion Local, which is being beaten 18-14. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Stifling, shifting, switching. Man-to-man defense from Berlin Highland. The little man, 5'9", Schrock, is on Mesher all over the court. And Kurt Guttemiller says, let's talk it over. Let's get something started. Timeout on the floor, 5:19 to go in the third. Nobody's put a point on the board in the second half. 18-14 Highland on Scores, broadcast
GeierSweepers.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
If there's something to be said for having a couple of 5'9", 5'10 quicks on the court, Berlin Highland getting very good play from the young man, Ashton Schrock, 5'9 player, and his nose comes up to the chest of Braden Mesher, but he has traveled all over the court, footstep by footstep with Braden, pounding him and slowing him down. He's unable, his measure, to penetrate the lane. Oh, there's a good play out of the timeout. The ball went to Arns, high post, then dished off to the cutting. Kramer for two. Woo, what a play. Great call by head coach Kurt Jettemiller during the break. 18-16. Flyers down two. Dribble drive, Berlin Island. A no-look pass in the lane. Alex Miller to Zerger, the big man. 6-7. Zerger got the two-pointer. Ryan Zerger is a monster on the interior. Three-pointer, right corner. Kramer was knocked down, hacked on the arm. No call. Loose ball at midcourt. Rebound to Highland. Kicked away by Marion Local. Gathered up by Mesher. 20-16. Highland by four. Kramer was fouled badly on the three. Double team coming at Mesher. Deep left corner, dribble drive. Into the lane, shot blocked, foul called. That might have been a held ball situation there. Flyers got a break, as it looked like the Marion Local Flyer, who tried to squeeze into the paint area, Isaac Moeller, was jammed up above his head, bit on the ball, bailed out, two-shot foul. Now the Flyers have got to sink them. Free throws have not been a good thing for Marion Local. That one is in. 20-17, Berlin Highland up three. Have to be more fouls called in the second half. Just have to be. Marion Local's got to get to the stripe and nail shots. Three-point lead, Highland. Make it a two-point lead. Clutch free throw shooting right there by Isaac Moeller, 5'9 junior off the bench. I like him being inserted. Gives the Flyers a little more foot speed, a little more quickness on the court.
Yep.
Top of the circle, Berlin Highland dribbling down the lane. Alex Miller throws up a shot with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Marion Local's Mesher. He's tackled. He's brought down at the 5-yard line and fouled. 20-18, Berlin Highland up two. 4:04 to go, third quarter. Marion Local trying to surge and force a momentum shift right here. Token pressure backcourt. Ball entered to Isaac Moeller. Moeller to Mesher. Mesher still bringing the ball down. Gets a screen in backcourt from Arns. Ball shoveled ahead to Kale. Now it goes to Hilsman, 35 feet away, or I should say Isaac Moeller, 35 feet away. Left wing to Arns. Arns goes baseline. Here comes the double team. Hand off to Mesher. Mesher pinned on the baseline by Zerger. On the arc to Arns for three. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Gathered on the play by Caleb Mishler of Berlin Highland, which leads by two, 20-18, with 3:27 to go in the third quarter. Alex Miller, 35 feet away, goes to Zerger, baseline right, double team. Zerger against Arns. Arns falls, no whistle, probably a good no call. Shot laid up and in to Zerger from 5 feet out, right in front. Arns flopped. tried to draw the ire from the official, but did not. 22-18, Flyers down four. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Kramer on the arc, gets a screen from Arns. Cale straight away, left side. Mesher, he's got an avenue to the rim. He beats two white jerseys to the bucket and scores. Braden Mesher's first field goal of this game. It came with 2:40 left in the third quarter, 22-20, Berlin Island. Straight away, top of the circle, it is Caleb Mishler. Deep right corner three, Berlin Island. Swish! A bomb. Splashed in by Alex Miller, 5'11 senior. He came off the screen, chest high pass. He delivered the ball on target. 25-20 Highland, 2:15 to go, third quarter. Mesher top of the circle, loops it right corner, Kramer. Kramer being checked, there's a switch by Berlin Highland. Top of the circle, Arns. Highland communicates extremely well.
Boy, they're talking. I just hear them out there.
Yep, they are on the Flyers with great defense. Long, high archer, three, Marion Local. It's good from downtown. A bomb, Isaac Moeller. He's got 5 points. That was a three ball by him. Two free throws off the bench and a triple. What a shot by Isaac Moeller. Let's see if that gives the Flyers a lift. 1:35 to go. Third quarter. There's a travel by Zwinger down the lane. Not called. Shot blocked on the play by Hess. Quickly Kramer down the court. Driving layup is good. Grant Kramer took it 70 feet. We're tied at 25. 80 seconds left in the third. Third quarter belongs to Marion Local. Flyers need a defensive stop right here. Head of the key, Alex Miller. Here's right. Now to Schrock, 40 feet away. He's at the logo. Moeller on him. Schrock starts to drive, pulls up free throw line, doesn't shoot. 54 seconds to go in the third. 25-25 tie. Schrock being checked by Moeller. Schrock has the floor cleared for him. Starts to drive at Moeller. Schrock goes below the rim, throws left corner to the three-point shooter who buries it. Caleb Mishler got the assist from Schrock and poured it through. Well-designed play. 28-25 Highland, 30 seconds left in the third. Here's Mesher down the lane, shovel to Arns, goes up against Berger, and beat him to the basket and scored. Mesher to Arns for the field goal down low. 28-27, Highland up one, 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Near midcourt on the bounce, it is Alex Miller. It's a high screen from Zerger. Zerger rolls, Miller still got it, fakes the three, goes left side to the three-point shooter. It's gunned up there by Mishler, strong, no good. Rebound, long one to Highland, which gets a shot away to end the third quarter. No good, off the heel. Two shots at the end of the third period missed by Berlin Highland. Marion Local has got a pulse. It's beating pretty soundly right now. Flyers in the thick of this game. Down just one. Played real well last 4 to 5 minutes of the third period. 28-27 Highland as we go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Up Marion Local scoring last to end the third quarter as the initial possession to start the fourth. Chance to go ahead. Metcher top of the circle. Gives it up to Isaac Moeller. Good substitution for the Flyers, inserting Moeller in the third quarter. It's Kramer on the arc, gets a screen from Orange. Orange is driven backwards 5 feet. No foul called. Ball thrown to Hess in the post. Hess goes to work on Mischler. Ball thrown to the arc to Orange. Down the lane against Thurgood. Up and good! And he's fouled. Highland Bench wants a walk. There was no travel. It was a splendid drive by Cale Orange. And he whipped Thurgood, took him right to the rack. He beat the 6'7" man at the rim. We got a full timeout from Berlin Highland, I think, with 7:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Berlin Highland trying to slow down this Marion Local momentum. Flyers are up 3, 29-28, or I should say up 1, 29-28. 34 seconds gone in the fourth, and the Berlin Highland coaches, three of them, demonstrating for the officials how Orange took numerous steps entering the lane, and I didn't see numerous steps. Maybe
I thought he traveled.
A slight pivot foot drag, but he took it right to the rack against the taller Zerger, the big man in the middle for Berlin Highland. Got a good bounce off the rim and was fouled on the play, and Marion Local's up one. Free throw coming. First half, minute, fourth quarter, Chuck.
It was just good to see Orange take the ball to a basket hard. That's probably his first take of the game. They really need him to have a good fourth quarter. They need Mesher to have a good fourth quarter.
Yep.
If they can have Kramer hit a three, I think that's the recipe for them. They got the lead now. They haven't had the lead for much in the entire game. But now they got it, so they need to continue to play.
And if Marion Local can continue to initiate the offense a little more here in the second half, the Flyers have gotten the ball into the paint, down deep into the lane against the 6'7 Zerger, and fouls could mount. First one to get to the free throw line with a pair here in the fourth quarter. That's a big advantage, too. I'd like to remind you that Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is your family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. The owner extraordinaire is Deb Gubo. Her stylists, Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style,
We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and Come Out Styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Lauderdale. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Cale Arns completes the three-point play. His free throw is dead center. Marion Local's got a two-point lead, 30-28. 7:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Merlin Highland on the arc. Handling the ball is Caleb Yoder. Backs defenders down. He's low on the right side of the lane. Feeds it off to Zerger. The big man at 6'7" makes a mid-post jumper. 10-footer rattled and stayed in. Nice assist from the guard. Here is Marion Local having difficulty finding the handle at midcourt. And it is Berlin Highland jumping on the leather and getting a timeout. Loose ball. Loose ball pried away nicely by the defense from Highland. And the Hawks jump on it, get a timeout called. And the coaching staff for Marion Local not happy with the decision. When we return to action with 6:56 to go, the game is tied at 30 now. How quickly the complexion can change, and it will be the Hawks' possession here on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And here is Berlin Highland trying to play that they utilized about 6 minutes ago or so when Truck, the little guard, had the seize part. He barreled down the right side of the lane, threw it across to the other side of the paint to the big man Yoder. Yoder made the shot from that position earlier. This time, he tried to lean in, lowered the shoulder, and he was called for charging. Yep, good call. Yep, big break. Possession for Marion Local. Sturdy defense. Here's Mesher down the floor for the Flyers. Mesher meets resistance right in front of us. Loses the ball. He touched it last. It's out of bounds to the Hawks. It is topsy-turvy right now. Possessions going back and forth. 30-30 deadlock, 6:31 to go, fourth quarter. Schrock between the circles against Moeller. Schrock dribbling, still dribbling, gets a high screen from Yoder. Throws right corner to Caleb Yoder. He is pinned on the boundary, fouled by a Marion Local player. One foul on Marion Local, two on the Hawks here in the fourth. Ball inbounded below the rim by Alex Miller. Fires on the arc to Schrock. Coming out to catch is Miller. Baseline right to Zerger. Zerger leans in from 8 feet. Short shot. Hit the iron. No good. Loose ball rebound. It is volleyballed around. Mesher's got it for Marion Local. Mesher down the floor. Mesher driving to the rim. Foul against Berlin Highland. Mesher, like a fullback on the gridiron, took that basketball 65 feet to the basket and finished his dribble below the foul line, tucked that ball in his right armpit, Chuck, and said, I'm going to the basket. You can't take it away from me. Foul me. Send me to the stripe. Mesher shoots it, missed it too hard. 30-30 tie, 6:02 to go in the fourth. Second free throw, Mesher. He has a tendency to lean forward on these free throws, and that's why he shoots them long. A little
too much mustard on it. Second shot in the air. Front rim, back rim. It trickles through. He got a feather-like bounce on the iron. Marion Local up one, 31-30. 5:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Berlin Highland in the forecourt at Schrock at near center circle. Zerger at 6'7 comes out to get it. Now back to Schrock. Schrock 20 feet away straight on. Checked by Everman. Schrock takes him into the paint, looks for Zerger, can't find him. Ball dealt on the arc to Alex Miller. He goes into the right corner. Below the basket, Hess guarding, dribbling out of bounds at Berlin Highland. Mistake, Hawks. Flyers get it back, up one with 5:32 left in the fourth. Three fouls in the quarter on Berlin Highland, one on Marion Local so far. Hawks will press in backcourt, trailing by a point. In 2018, Marion Local won the state title, their third. They look for a fourth here today. Tyler Mesher in 2018 made the two free throws to win it for the Flyers. He passed 4 years later. Young brother Braden on the floor trying to carry the torch forward here today for Marion Local, which is up a point, 5:12 to go in the game. On top, long bank shot, good! Holy cow, holy cow. A long three-pointer buried. A three-pointer buried by Isaac Moeller. Couldn't believe it. He set his feet. He was wide open, maybe outside of his range. He threw it up there with a lot of oomph on it, and it kissed in off the window perfectly.
Yep.
The bank is open late Saturday evening.
Yeah, well, he does the straight-on shots. They give you a little more advantage if you shoot them hard. And hey, that's 3 points, and 10 years from now, that would have a switch.
Yes. I don't think it hit the rim after it banked.
No, it did not.
So it was a deflection and then a swish. Timeout, Berlin Highland down four. 5 minutes left, fourth quarter, 34-30 Flyers on the long three-pointer by Isaac Moeller. This is Scores, broadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Chuck, the insertion of Isaac Moeller, oh, wow, what a resurgence he has given the Marion Local Flyers here in this state title game.
Well, he's got 8 points, and on top of that, has done a nice job of relieving some of the pressure off Mesher handling the basketball.
Yep, that was a great adjustment made by head coach Kurt Guttemiller here in the second half. Berlin Highland, a key possession, 4:52 to go. Hawks down four. Here's Zerger, top of the circle. Feeds a teammate low on the left. Now it's fed to the three-point shooter out of the left corner. And it's short. It hit the ring, kicked away. Long bomb, but Caleb Yoder was no good. Rebound was snared by Arns, threw it up to Mesher. Here comes the double team, and it's dug away by Berlin Highland. It's a jump. Is it a timeout by Marion Local? In the nick of time, it is a savior. We've got another stoppage of play. The seconds are coming off the clock in minimal increments. We're down to 4:35 to go, 34-30. Marion Local ball up four. Monumental possession is upcoming. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Fine play by the Flyers. Isaac Moeller has really lifted Marion Local. He's got 8 points, and as Chuck noted, he's relieved some of the ball handling pressure from Braden Mesher, who's got the ball right now ahead of the key. Flyers up 4. Right corner, it's Kramer. 3 team fouls in Highland. Ball given up to Moeller. Deep right side of the court. On top to Mesher. Quickly moving. Offensive set for the Flyers. Mesher engineers. Retreat to the UD logo. Goes left side to Kramer. Let's see what's up. Coach Guttemiller's sleeve here. Mesher wanted to drive. Goes to work on Schrock. Picks up his dribble, 30 feet from the rim, needs help, 5-second count is on, bad throw, it goes into backcourt, it's loose, what do we have? The referee is not sure what to call. Bodies flew, undercut on Marion Local, maybe, Berlin Highland possession, I think that's the ruling. Yep.
Should have been over and back, because just as soon as Kramer touched the ball, that was over and back, then the guy fell over top of him.
That's just another one they blew.
Yep,
that's a very good observation, Chuck. And that's a big one because that's a foul given to the Flyers. Who knows how that foul may play out? Only 2 on Marion Local here in the fourth quarter. 3 on Berlin Highland. You're right. The correct call there was over and back and not a foul. But, boy, the first half was riddled with mistakes by the officials. But the adjustments by head coach Kurt Guttemiller and his staff have been significant here in the second half of this game. Now keep in mind, the score was 18-14 Hawks at the half. Since then, 20-12 in favor of Marion Local, which has taken the game to Berlin Highland. Flyers defense on the inside has been pretty good. And Zerger does have how many points in the middle at 6'7"?
He's got 11.
He's got 11, but he's taken quite a few shots to get the 11. And the Hawks have cooled off from three-point territory here in the fourth quarter. Big possession upcoming for Berlin Highland, which is down 4, 34-30, 3:45 to go here in the fourth. It was Tyler Mesher, older brother of Braden, who won that 2018 state championship game. A couple of free throws, 2 seconds to go against Cornerstone Christian, 52-51. Flyers won it. Tyler passed 4 years later, unfortunately. Braden trying to win this game for Tyler, who's with us in spirit here today. Braden trying to win it. 8 years later, Marion Local seeking its fourth state championship in hoops, as is Berlin Highland. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. The services include VA claim assistance, the emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County and Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, shelbycountyveterans.org. Look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you at Shelby County Veteran Services. Big sequence here. Berlin Highland ball down 4. 3:40 left in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive through the lane goes Alex Miller. Feed Schrock in the right corner. Schrock throws a bullet from close range for Zerger. Low post left, broken up by Marion Local. It goes out of bounds. 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-30 Flyers. Ball inbounded. Miller, deep left corner of the court. On the arc to Schrock. He's not a danger to shoot the three. He does drive down the lane. Shovels it left hand. He was open, and he got it to go. Big field goal by Schrock.
First time he shot it. He's been giving and distributing. That time they let him go. Shot the layup.
34-32 Flyers. 3:13 to go, fourth quarter. Oh, my goodness, a very local player. Player is flattened. Hess set a screen. He was bulldozed to the ground. No call. Mesher head of the key. Weaves to Everman. Outside the arc, it goes to Arnes. Near side Hess. Back to Arnes. 35 feet away. Zerger at 6'7 on Kale near midcourt. Ball goes to Mesher. Schrock tags him to Arnes. Back to Mesher. Four steps from the UD logo. Mesher through the top of the circle. Weaves to Arnes. 2:38 to go in the game. 34-32 Marion Local. Arnes had an opening. Thought about taking it. Threw it cross court to Everman. Between circles to Arnes. Under 2.5 left. Weave to Hess. 30 feet out of the floor. And we've got a timeout, a full from head coach Kirk Guttemiller. 2:24 to go in the fourth. Might have been a short break. 34-32 Flyers. Under 2.5 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, Production Support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Oh, the Flyers need a big offensive set, a bucket, or get to the foul line and shoot. Here is Moeller, 30 feet away, to Kramer, to Arnes at the timeline. Two-point lead, Marion Local, 34-32. 2:10 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Kramer, foul line, fadeaway, 15-footer. Good! Overplay by Highland, which went for the steal. Grant Kramer drained his jumper behind the foul stripe. That was clutch. Here's a drive by Schrock. Schrock circles around two Flyers into the lane. Left-hander, good! Two buckets in a row for the smallest man on the floor, Schrock of Berlin Island. 36-34, Marion Local. A minute 40 to go in the game. Top of the circle with the ball. Moeller on a weave to Arnes. 30 feet out, it goes to Kramer. Kramer's punched in the side, stops and shoots the three. Good! A triple! Again, Berlin Highland went for the steal. Grant Kramer, two clutch buckets in a row. Dribble drive, Miller in the lane. Handoff on the play to Zerger. A lot of contact below the basket. Foul, Marion Local with a minute 20 left. And the Flyers are up 5. Oh, my gosh, Chuck. Have you ever seen more clutch jump shots than the two but Grant Kramer here in the last 40 seconds?
No, right in a row. I mean, two big ones. Moeller's hit a big one. They scored 14 points in the first half, and now they scored 25 in the second half.
Marion Local up 5-5, a minute 16 to go in the game. Grant Kramer has spurred the Flyers on. Also great play here in the second half from Isaac Moeller. Schrock on a drive down the right side of the lane. Late dish off to the big man Zerger, and he is bothered big time. Hatchet job by Marion Local preventing the easy deuce, but Zerger's got to earn them at the stripe. 69 seconds to go. Grant Kramer, 5 successive points for the Flyers. A foul line, Jay, and a triple on both occasions. Berlin Highland overplayed, went for the steal, leaving Kramer open. Zerger at the free throw line, shoots it up, too hard, off the back iron. It soared way up in the air, did not come down through, it missed the rim. 39-34, still a 5-point lead, Flyers, 109 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second foul shot for Zerger. 1, 2, 3, 4 dribbles. The big southpaw aims, and he pins it. 39-35. Marion Local's lead is 4. Backcourt Zerger goes over the back of a Flyer player, went through the rear of Arnes.
and struck the ball out of bounds. Could have been a foul on Zerger. Would have been the team's fourth. Instead, Marion Local gets it out of bounds. It's thrown in by Moeller to Mesher. Mesher sprints down the floor. Here comes the double team, maybe the triple team. Mesher's being tied up and fouled by Berlin Highland. And Mesher goes to the stripe. No, he doesn't. That's only the team's fourth.
That's fourth. Mesher looked at him and said, that time you didn't foul me. That's exactly what he said to him.
58.2 to go. 39-35, Marion Local. Can't turn it over. Oh, great bounce pass. Mesher to Arns. Oh. Inbounds play. Arns missed it. The three-footer went strong. Rebound Miller down the floor. Berlin Highland all the way to the cup. Driving layup is good. And a foul on Marion Local. What a tremendous play by Alex Miller. He sped down the floor. Look at he split. After the Arns short miss, Alex Miller took it the last 60 feet and is driving layup through traffic while being fouled. Hit high off the glass, came down, hit the rim, shot up in the air, came down, went through. 39-37. Miller's free throw curls out, no good. Rebounded by Arns of Marion Local. 43 seconds to go in the game. Flyers up to 39-37. Hook and foul, Schrock wraps up Mesher at midcourt.
And probably not intentional, but in the old days it would have been called.
I would agree that was unintentionally intentional, or word it the other way if you want, but Berlin Highland's trying to stretch out the close of this game and make Marion Local earn it at the free throw line. That was the fifth foul on Berlin Highland, and Mesher barely caught the front rim on the foul shot. It's no good. 40.1 to go. Flyers up two.
1 for 5 from the free throw line.
Well, we talked about it in the pregame throughout the first half. We knew fouls would eventually mount up, and the Flyers would have to convert at the stripe. Free throw by Mesher is too hard, and on the rebound, Brennan Hess is belted off the floor. He hits the deck hard. He was jammed, knocked down. The officials fortunately saw it. Brennan Hess goes to the stripe with two coming. 40.1 to go. Flyers still up only two.
Well, Coach Slaybach was told to get back into the coaching box, and he and Coach Gutemeter looked at each other and kind of looked some laugh, saying, they're worried about that, the way this game's been called.
Right. 40.1 to go. Hess at the stripe. What's Marion Local, Chuck, at the free throw line for the game?
Well, they're 4 of 8. They're 5 of 9. They're 6 of 10. They're 6 of 14.
6 of 14 for the Flyers at the stripe. They've left 8 points on the floor. The free throw by Hess hits the front rim, the backboard, and it trickles through. It's good. Soft touch. He barely caught it over the front lip. It crawled to the back and fell in. Second shot, Hess. It is too hard. Offensive rebound. A long board to Everman. Gives it to Mesher. Back to Everman. Right corner. 34 seconds to go. Flyers up 3. Kramer at the timeline. He's hooked on the play by a Highland defender. And now you've got Mr. Clutch at the stripe in Grant Kramer, with Marion Local leading by 3, 40-37, with 30 seconds to go. That's when a long free throw miss goes back out on the floor 10 or 15 feet and enables one of your players to snatch up the board. And that's what the Flyers did, as Kramer comes up shy on the free throw. Marion Local has left 9 or 10 points on the floor at the free throw line in this game. Second shot, Kramer is good. It's a two-possession game, 41-37. Flyers lead, 26 seconds to go. Miller down the floor. Miller finds an opening. He drives. He's not fouled. He scores at the rim. Full timeout, Berlin Highland. We'll take a break. Marion Local still up 2, 41-39. 22 ticks to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, you know, Berlin Highland discussed who to foul. Marion Local leads the 241-39. Flyers a dismal 8-for-17 from the stripe. That's less than 50%. In backcourt, 94 feet away. Ball inbounded to Kramer. He makes a one-hand stab. He's being checked closely by Miller. Stolen by Berlin Highland. Driving layup. Missed, but a foul on the Flyers. And Berlin Highland can tie up this game with two free throws with 16.4 to go. A sleight of hand maneuver in backcourt, but Berlin Highland a punch away. Miller and Trock, two team the Flyers. Thankfully for Marion Local, the shot didn't go in. The Trock can tie it with two foul shots. 16.4 to go. He eyes the bucket. Swiss, 41-40. Marion Local up one. Second free one by Schrock. Substitution Flyers. The smaller Moeller comes out. Everman back in. He's in the low rebounding position on the right. 41-40, Marion Local. 16.4 to go. Second free throw. Schrock of Highland. He's in the air. Perfect. We're tied up. We are tied up. Flyers have blown a 4-point lead late. Up the right side comes Mesher. Picked up by Schrock. 10 seconds to go in the game. Mesher dribbling. Head of the circle. Bounces to Arns. Arns looks with three to go. Arns running down the right side. Blocked by Zerger. Overtime. Overtime. It looked like the official right in front of us had the fist in the air and a foul called, but he did not follow through with it.
No good, because the foul was going to be on Hess over the long three-quarters throw. That's when he put his hand up. They didn't call anything on the fact that he got hammered to the floor on that drive to the basket.
I think Marion Local might have been up five at one juncture.
They were
in the last few minutes of this game. Let it slip away. Berlin Highland with really tricky defense down the stretch. Gets the steal, wipes out a 4-point lead in the last half minute, gets the game tied. We go to overtime, 41-41. Flyers will have to improve in the OT session on the free throw shooting. It was very poor through four quarters, 8 of 17. Buzzer sounds to bring the teams back to the court. Say you'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. The food is freshly prepared daily. It is outstanding at Loramie Brewing. The Lenten menu is amazing. Salmon filet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos, and you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dipped salmon pizza. Always plenty on the kids menu at Loramie Brewing. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Loramie Brewing Company. 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Overtime session. 4 minutes. The team foul totals continue into the extra session. Here is the tip. One by Berlin Highland. Goes in backcourt to Alex Miller. Miller over the timeline.
Five fouls on Marion Local, three on Berlin Highland. Ball thrown immediately inside the server. Turnaround 6 foot J is good. And Berlin Highland jumps on top of the OT, 43-41. Mesher down the floor for the Flyers, gives it up to Arns. To Mesher, 35 feet away. Braden on the bounce. Elbow on the right, shovels to Arns, down the lane, meets Zerger in the lane. Zerger blocks it, loose ball knocked around, Flyers retrieve.
That was an awful lot of contact both ways for nothing being called.
Yep, surprised Arns didn't get two at the stripe there. Mesher 30 feet out for Marion Local, which has enabled itself to sustain possession. Left wing, Everman starts to drive, gives it to a three-point shooter from the corner. Kramer hits the side of the board. Rebound down to Miller. Miller bounce pass ahead. It is deflected. Lost by Berlin Highland. Goes out of bounds to Marion Local. Berlin Highland bench saying it was kicked by the Flyers. It was not.
That's on TV. Go to the monitor.
Break Marion Local. Berlin Highland has a two-point lead and the ball with 2:55 to go in the OT. 43-41. Marion Local finds itself down with 2:55 to go in the extra session. Bullet pass ahead to Arns. Cross-court to Mesher, picked up by Schrock. Schrock has held Mesher down the entire game. Moving screen, Arns at midcourt. I'm not sure if it was or not, Chuck.
No, the kid tried to miss him, fell around his side. He didn't move. This is one of the poorest officiated games I've seen in a long time.
In other words, Arnd was stationary. He was like a post, and the Berlin Highland player tried to make it look like he was knocked to the ground thanks to Arnd, who did not budge.
And then Arnd, the last time down, ran two people over. No call at all.
Right. 30 feet away with the ball. Alex Miller for Berlin Highland, nearly tied up, and he gets a timeout. His body's wrestled to the floor. 2:37 left, and the Flyers find themselves on the short end of a 43-41 game after leading by five in the fourth and by four with well under a half minute to go in the fourth. Timeout Berlin Highland up two. 2:37 to go in the OT on scorersbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Alex Miller inbounds for Berlin Highland, gets it back, juggles the ball, and jumping in there to tie him up is a Marion Local Flyer player. I think that was Everman?
Mesher.
Mesher. Braden Mesher tried to dig that ball off the hardwood after Miller momentarily coughed it up, and the arrow favors the Flyers. Boy, the possessions have gone back and forth, left and right, since the two-minute mark late in the fourth quarter. Mesher on the arc for Marion Local, which needs points. 2:20 left in the OT. On top is Isaac Moeller. Near side, Arnes. Zerger on him. Arnes looks inside. Two blue shirts go falling to the court, trying to rotate into the top of the circle where Moeller and Hess, and Moeller's blasted. Down he goes. Can't miss that foul. A couple of free throws coming, five on each team. It's going to be a two-shot situation the rest of the OT.
Well, Moeller fouled Hess, too, so he should get two shots after these three.
And Moeller might have run Hess down. The free throw by Moeller is good. Big shot. 9 of 18 at the strike now for Marion Local. 1-point deficit. Isaac Moeller for the tie.
It is on the way. In and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound. Berlin Highland, 43-42. Flyers down one. 2:07 to go in the OT. Here's Alex Miller at midcourt. Marion Local 9-for-19 at the free throw line. Flyers have left 10 points on the court. 10. Here's Schrock, 35 feet away, thought about driving. Now he does, around Moeller. Schrock to the rack, driving way up left hand. It's good. He has made three outstanding driving layups with the left hand in the fourth quarter and overtime.
He has been absolutely the MVP of this game for Berlin Highland.
I'd agree. Here's Moeller down the floor. Flyers down three. 90 seconds left in the contest. Hess gives it up. Deep right corner, Moeller. Moeller looks. He's hemmed in right in front of us. Goes to Arnes, 35 feet away. Arnes is checked by the 6'7 Zerger. Marion Local down three. Kramer near midcourt. A minute 12 to go in the fourth. Now Mesher, 45-42 Highland. Mesher holds the ball. No 5-second count. Ball goes to Arnes, high post. Zerger on his back from behind. Manages to punch the ball three out of bounds into the scores table. That could easily have been a foul.
It hasn't been all night. Why would they call it now?
65 ticks to go. Marion Local up five late in the fourth, is down three in overtime. Left corner, Mesher. Defender falls down, gives to Kramer for three. It's way off the mark. What an offensive board by Arnes to Kramer. Baseline drive. He's held as he goes to the cup. He'll shoot two. Kramer a chance at the stripe to cut it down to one. It's 45-42 Berlin Highland. That was a fantastic rebound by Arnes. Arnes with a great board in that sequence. Free throws, Kramer, Marion Local. It is no good. It's too long. And 9-for-21 at the free throw line will get you beat. Second shot, Kramer to cut it to two. It's up. It is in and out. No good. Another offensive board. What a play by Hess in the right corner. He saved it from going out of bounds. Great track down by Hess. Marion Local still has the ball. Can't make a free throw to save themselves. 53.2 to go. Flyers possession still when we return. Down three, under a minute left in OT on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Cutlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Well, the Flyers don't need a three, but they are down three. 48 seconds left in the game, in the overtime. High post, Mesher hit Arnes. Low on the left, well-designed play. Arnes driving shot went in and out. Oh, it was below the cylinder. Snapped out, and Marion Local fouled on the board. Well constructed after the timeout. Good delivery. Mesher top of the circle to Arnes. Baseline left, got to the rim. And the shot was in the cylinder.
Yep.
And it just popped out of there, and Marion Local fouled. Zerger at 6'7 at the free throw line for Berlin Highland, which has outshot the Flyers at the stripe. That's where the game is being won and lost right now. Free throws for Zerger. The 6'7 left, it connects. It's 46-42 Berlin Highland, 44.9 to go in the OT. Second shot here for Zerger. Unofficially, I've got Marion Local 9-for-21 at the stripe. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Zerger in the air. Swish! Marion Local in hot water, down 5, 47-42, 40 ticks to go in the OT. Measures double team, throws right corner Kramer, long three fading away. He's got it! He's got it! Out of bounds went Grant Kramer after releasing the ball. He swished it. An extreme corner triple. 34.5 to go. Timeout again, and the Flyers are within two. 47-45, Berlin Island in overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Lauderdale says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Lauderdale to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack had a guy in Alaska did a nationwide search for a certain name vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
Up to Marion Local Flyers have shot 10 more free throws than Berlin Island, but have made only two more than the Hawks. 9 for 21 for Marion Local, 7 of 11 for Berlin Highland. It's a 47-45 game, 34 seconds to go. Berlin Highland inbounds in backcourt. It's delivered to Schrock. Schrock splits two blue jerseys, and he's wrapped up and fouled. Schrock has made his trips to the stripe. He goes there again with 32.8 to go in the fourth quarter.
Boy, I think I would have made him give the ball up and make somebody else shoot a free throw besides this kid.
Right. He has been money in the bank. He's made three very adept driving layups with the left hand. He's taken the bull by the horn and steered Berlin Highland to this two-point lead. His foul shot's in the air, and he's got it. 48-45 Hawks. 32.8 to go. Marion Local down three.
He's got 9 points all in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Yep, he has been splendid down the stretch. You said it, Chuck, a short while ago. He would be the Highland MVP if it were left up to me and you. He missed the second one short. Rebounded by Arns. Backcourt to Mesher. Mesher to midcourt. Handoff to Kramer for three. 30-footer. Got it! He's got it! We're tied up. We're tied up. 20 seconds to go. In backcourt, Berlin Highland. It's Alex Miller over the timeline. 12 to play. Miller 40 feet away. Serger sets a screen top of the circle. Miller on the bounce. Arns on him. Miller tries a drive. It's poked away by Marion Local. Ball rolls to side court. He goes out of bounds off a flyer. We may have another OT. 2.6 to go here in the first overtime session. Miller tried to drive. Marion Local alertly dropped back down in to get a hand on the bouncing ball as Miller tried to penetrate. Miller got covered up by two or three Flyers who shook it loose. Ball rolled to side court. Out of bounds. Touch last by Marion Local. 2.6 to go. Full timeout called. 48-48. Grant Kramer has been on fire with clutch field goals. Did miss a couple big free throws, but from the floor, he has been outstanding at crunch time for Marion Local, which rallies to tie this game up in miraculous fashion. 48-48, 2.6 to go. This is a D6 overtime thriller for the ages, Chuck.
It's been a... I don't want to say a great game, but it has been an intense game. But I talked about what Schrock's done in the fourth quarter in overtime. Kramer's got 22 points, but 12 of those are in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Yep. Well, 8 years ago, Marion Local in double OT beat Cornerstone Christian thanks to the heroics of the late Tyler Mesher. We're tied up here, 48-48, 2.6 away from also a double overtime. Here is Highland inbounding. Barry Local does not have a man on the inbounder. The ball is thrown to Miller, baseline left. He twists and turns. He's well guarded. Can't get a shot away. Barry Local's defense does the job, and the first overtime ends, and nothing is determined. Barry Local 48, Berlin Highland 48. Second overtime, 4 minutes upcoming on scorersbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, here we go. Overtime number two. At the UD Arena, Boys State Championship, D6. Marion Local, a great comeback to salvage a tie at the end of the first overtime after Berlin Highland put on a terrific rally to close out the fourth quarter to get it tied at the end of regulation. Neither team will quit. Both outstanding clubs. Very physical game. Good talent, both sides of the court. And right away, Berlin Highland goes down inside to Ryan Zerger. Post-up move. Left-handed half hook is good. He banks it in. 50-48. Berlin Highland in the lead, but two. Mesher over the timeline. Schrock hounds him. Ball delivered 35 feet away to Hess. Out near midcourt. It goes to Everman. Back to Mesher. Schrock nearly stole it. Well, this Schrock is feisty, extremely tenacious. Mesher wants to drive. Mesher into the lane. Mesher goes toward the basket. Schrock gets his arms around Mesher's right forearm. Tried to jerk the ball free. Berlin Highland bench is really ticked off. It might have been a jump situation. Looked like a held ball. But guess what? Mesher's awarded two free throws on the play. A chance to tie. Foul shot, Braden Mesher, twisted. The Flyers are now 10 for 22 from the stripe. 3:09 to go in the second OT. 50-49, 1-point lead, Berlin Highland. Mesher again, way short. Rebound, Hess has got it. Hess gives it up to Kramer. It was a fairly long board. Brennan Hess with a tremendous offensive rebound for Marion Local. Here's Mesher in the post against Schrock. He needs to go at him. He spins. Blocking foul. Shot is going to count. No, it's ruled not good. I think that's correct. Mesher to the free throw line for two. The Flyers were slow in recognizing that on the switch, Zerger, the big man, floated outside. Mesher had Schrock back down about 7 feet from the rim. Finally, when it was realized, Schrock had done enough to foul him before Mesher could score.
Yeah, and quite honestly, if they would have called that a charge, I wouldn't have been shocked.
Right. Two free throws, Mesher. The first is no good. It's too strong. My goodness gracious. Marion Local, 10 for 24 from the free throw line. 2:54 to go. Second OT. Mesher, air ball. Oh, it's in the Flyers' heads. He airballed the second free throw out of bounds. 2:54 to go here in the second overtime. 50-49 in favor of Berlin Highland.
as the Flyers had golden opportunities, couldn't take the lead. Sliding on the floor is Miller. Miller gives it to a teammate at midcourt. Marion Local dives on the loose ball. Berlin Highland salvages it up the floor to Zerger. Zerger gives it up on the arc to a teammate. And Berlin Highland sets up shop with 2:33 to go in the second OT. Straight away with the ball, it's Alex Miller. Feeds it down low below the rim to a teammate. Ball fed on the arc to the three-point shooter. A long bomb, Caleb Mishler. No good off the flange. Long board, Berlin Highland. 2:16 to go. Highland still with the ball. One-point lead, Hawks. Marion Local defending. Arnes is on Alex Miller. He drives the lane. Ten-footer, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Touched by Berlin Highland. Then Marion Local could not corral it. Out of bounds to the Hawks. 2:05 to go here in the second OT. 50-49, Berlin Highland. Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker inbounding is Alex Miller. Goes to Mishler 30 feet away. Hawks spread the floor. Let's see what's up their sleeve. On the court now, Christian Mullett, 5'11 junior. Mullett dribbling near the timeline with a left hand against Everman. On a weave, 30 feet out, it goes to Caleb Mishler. Straight away, Alex Miller. 1:41 to go. Alex Miller wants to drive. He coughed up the ball. Marion Local rolls to it, gets it. I think the arrow favors the Flyers. It does. Carelessness by Berlin Highland. These two teams, Chuck, just not real good. In part because of the feisty defenses in holding onto the ball for an extended period.
Well, they can't stand to have the lead. Everybody just keeps giving it up.
You're right.
I'm not sure I understand where they got Mullen in the game. Yeah. He knows his team more than me. Before put a kid in that's in the second overtime.
Yep. The leads are being squandered. Flyers down one. Arnes at the elbow on the right. Inside to Mesher. Double team. Mesher reverse layup is good. What a play. Mesher used the rim as a defender, and he beat Zerger. He beat the 6'7 man using the rim and backboard as a defender. Marion Local up one, 51-50. Ball kicked out of bounds by Arnes at midcourt at Marion Local. We're down to 68 seconds to go in the second OT. What a play, Braden Mesher, using your head. Ball inbounded top of the circle. Handled there by a new man in the game, Grant Billy, 6'2 junior, into Zerger in the lane. Little 10-foot turnaround. In and out, no good. Rebound Berlin Highland, no good. Foul on Marion Local, I think.
And Mesher had the ball that time and just could not corral it on the rebound.
Flyers were oh so close to gathering that first miss by Zerger. Berlin Highland popped it free, got a second shot up. And then the rebound resulted in a foul. But at the free throw line is Grant Billy, who's just come into the game for Berlin Highland, a 6'2 junior. A lot of nerves. He shoots it, and he swished it. How about that? He walks on the court and makes a clutch free throw to tie up the game at 51 with 56.3 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot by Billy, high in the air. He made them both. Talk about clutch. Ice water in his veins. Marion Local behind the one. 50 seconds to go in the game. 52-51. Berlin Highland. On the arc, it's Everman. Everman goes into the left corner to Mesher. Now to Kramer. Thought about the three. Kramer dribbles behind the back. Gives it to Arnes. 52-51 was the final score. Marion Local won the game in 2018. State title win over Cornerstone Christian. Here's Mesher dribbling, goes to Arnes' elbow, back to Mesher. It's broken up by Berlin Highland and stolen. 18 seconds to go. Flyers have got a foul. Kramer commits it near midcourt.
This just a very bad pass.
Yep, that play had no margin for error whatsoever. As Mesher tried to sneak in along the right baseline and catch the delivery from Arnes, and Berlin Highland had two defenders between the two
players from Marion Local got a fist on the pass, broke it up, and somebody from Marion Local is fouled out.
I'm afraid. I'm not sure who it is.
17.8 to go, 52-51, Berlin Highland. Two free throws made here will force Marion Local to have to shoot the three. And guess what? Grant Kramer is fouled out. He's been the three-point shooter deluxe all season long for the Flyers. And here today as well, Mr. Clutch in the second half. Free throw by Berlin Highland is perfect. It's dropped in, but C.J. Yoder, also a sub. Yoder and Billy, a couple of subs, have made three straight free throws. And that's where Berlin Highland's going to win this game.
He put in free throw shooters. Good play.
Second shot, front rim, backboard. It's good. Timeout. Marion Local down three. 17.8 to go. Flyers have to map this out. You go for two right away, get a timeout, or do you run a play and get a three? We'll return in a moment. Marion Local down to 3 points. 17.8 left in the second OT on scoresbroadcast.com.
Healthy home and garden. Start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Yep, it is do or die right here for Marion Local. Down 54-51, 17.8 to go in the second OT. What do, Chuck? You drive it to the rim, try to get a three-point play the old-fashioned way, get a quick deuce, or do you set up for a three-pointer with several seconds left, give yourself time to get an offensive rebound?
I'm not sure that I wouldn't foul if I'm Berlin Highland.
Yes, good point. Here is Mesher to midcourt. No foul being committed. On the arc, it goes to Moeller. We're down to 10 to go. Marion Local down three. Baseline left. On a drive, it's Everman. Everman is clogged up. Marion Local gets a timeout with 4.4 to go in the second OT. Nothing developed. And the Flyers get the ball out on the baseline about 10 feet from the corner of the floor, trailing by three, 54-51. Good defense by Highland. Nothing was created by Marion Local. Not a free shot. The key to this game, the foul shooting. Marion Local, 10 of 25. And Berlin Highland, 11 for 15. The Flyers have shot 10 more free throws, but have made one fewer foul shot than Berlin Highland. And that sums it up.
Well, bad. And now they're in a situation. They're trying to run. They need a three at this point with 4.4.
Yep.
And they were trying to run something for a three with Kramer sitting on the bench. I think you got Mesher or Arns, one of the two, is just going to have to put something up. They can't take any time. They can't run anything special. I mean, they can run somebody down, maybe run a double screen for Moeller coming off. I mean, I'm not sure what to do right now. It's tough with Kramer sitting over there on the sideline.
Yeah, I think your first option is probably Isaac Moeller, the 5'9 junior, a good three-point shooter. He was one of five who made threes for Marion Local in the regional championship game against Tri-Village. Five Flyers hit three-pointers in that game. And Moeller canned one. Mesher will take the ball out of bounds to the left of the basket. Underneath the rim, to the left of it. 4.4 to go. Flyers down three. It goes to Moeller, deep left corner. Long triple, hits the flange. It sprays away. Rebounded by Berlin Highland, which wins 54-51 over Marion Local in the D6 state championship game here in 2026. Double overtime triumph for Berlin Highland.
54-51. Comebacks by both teams. Late in the fourth quarter by Marion Local, then by Berlin Highland to get it tied up after the Flyers had spurted with a real good third quarter, fine first half of the fourth, went up by five. Marion Local still led by four with under 30 to go in the fourth quarter. Highland got it evened up. Then that first OT, it looked like Berlin Highland, Chuck, had the thing salted away. Berlin Highland got a five-point lead. Marion Local made a couple clutch long shots to draw even, leveled it at the end of one OT, and Berlin Highland survives the second OT to win the boys' D6 state title here today at the UD Arena. And the Flyers players and Flyers fans, as you can imagine, are dejected. Great season for Marion Local. Outstanding campaign, just two setbacks, one to Delta St. John's, one here today to Berlin Highland. We'll return in just a few minutes and talk about this game and the season the Flyers had, and then close it out. We would have liked to finish the basketball campaign here on Scores Broadcast with a win by one of our area teams. It just was not to be. Back in a few, Marion Local loses in two OTs here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Up unofficially, we've got Marion Local 10 of 25 at the free throw line, and the winning Berlin Highland Hawks go 11 for 15 at the stripe. I think Berlin Highland made their last eight in succession, a 7 of 8. Missed one there very, very late. I believe 7 of the last 8 free throws by the Hawks were made. And Marion Local simply could not find the range. Flyers below 50-50 at the stripe the entire night and wound up 40%, 10 of 25. And that tells the tale. Great defense by Berlin Highland, which really shackled Cale Arnes and Braden Mesher most of this contest. Stepping up, Grant Kramer. Big shots by Isaac Moeller. As the game wore on, eventually the Flyers did manage to get some penetration going. Got Mesher down inside. Really could never free up Arnes. But in the end, Berlin Highland made the plays. They came back twice late and pulled this thing out. Looked like Marion Local had a chance to put this thing away. Up five with under a couple minutes to go. Still up four with under 30 seconds left in regulation, and had a big turnover at midcourt. When the Flyers look back at this game, I think the turnovers certainly a factor, as well as 15 missed free throws. Doesn't take away, though, from a terrific campaign as Marion Local goes 26-2, finishes second to Berlin Highland, which takes its fourth state title. Berlin Highland closes out 26-3 and earns the D6 boys state title with a thrilling three-point win over Marion Local, Chuck.
Well, I mean, let's just give Berlin Highland credit. Their coach, and he knows what he's doing, obviously.
Yep. put Yoder and Billy in the basketball game. They had not played until the second overtime.
Right.
They each went 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Yep.
And that right there is the difference in the basketball game.
Yep.
It's a shame. It's tough to lose one in a row. Can't even imagine what it feels like to lose two. But to their credit, I never lost any in a row because I never got there. So they can be proud. What an effort to get here twice.
Yeah, Flyers were beaten here last year by Woodsfield Central, 43-35. Nipped in double OT here today by Berlin Highland, 54-51. Recognition given to Marion Local by Doug Duke, Executive Director of the OHSAA. Flyers disappointed in losing, did have a fantastic campaign, 26-2 on the year, and a number of fine athletes return next season. Spark plug Grant Kramer is a senior. He graduates, as does Braden Mesher and Oliver Hillsman off the bench. Those are the three 12th graders returning from this varsity roster. Brennan Hess, Isaac Moeller, Luke Everman, Anthony Evers, Cam Griesdorn, Marcus Schwederman's back, Drew Kramer, Cam Walters, Blake Phelps, Mitchell Fleck, Hale Arnes, just a junior this year. Wes Walters, a freshman, a solid JV club. Marion Local will be mighty strong again next year. In fact, both Marion Local and Delphi St. John's, and this isn't official, but more than likely will both be D7 in boys' hoops next year. Marion Local on the short end of a 54-51 score, double OT. Chuck, a quick look at the scoring, and who are the Sour Mug stars of this game?
Well, if you look, Berlin Highland on their side, they were led by Zerger, the 6'7 sophomore. He had 18. He was terrific. He had foul trouble last night, and he kind of got held down a little bit. Tonight, he showed it. They got 11 from Alex Miller and 9 from Andrew Schrock. And Schrock and Zerger are my players of the game, my Sour Mugs players of the game for Berlin Highland. They were outstanding. And on the other side, Kramer had 23 points. And then they drop all the way down. Moeller had 9. They got 7 from Hess, 7 from Arnes, and 6 from Mesher. Not going to win a lot of basketball games when you get 13 points out of Arnes and Mesher. But Grant Kramer is my last Sour Mugs player of the game in basketball of the year.
Chuck, thank you so much. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs located in Piqua in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Well, the Berlin Highland Hawks are now state champs in 2026, 2012, 2011, and in 1992. Marion Local vying for state title number 4 here today, falling short, having won a state championship in 2018. 2003 and in 1975. The Flyers wind up being state runners-up 2 years in a row. 2025 and 2026 also were state finalists. Didn't win it, lost in the championship game back in 2004. But again, Coach Kurt Guttemiller and his staff host of fine players coming back. This team will be heard from again next year. It's going to boil down to a late-season game, probably in the MAC, between Marion Local and Delta St. John's for the MAC championship once again next season. That's a long, long way off at both clubs. Yeah, you lose Cam Elwer at Delta St. John. You lose Grant Kramer from the Marion Local squad, as well as Braden Mesher. But a lot of talent returning on both teams for certain, and two outstanding head coaches to guide the ships.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Delta St. John's, when you lose that Elwer, you've lost somebody. That kid was as fun as I've watched in a long time to watch a kid play basketball. And as far as Marion Local goes, they do have a lot of talent back, but boy, you sit there and you see the tears on the seniors. It's tough.
Yeah, boy. Extremely tough. And I think all of the Flyers varsity roster members have shed several tears and plenty more apiece after the conclusion of this game here today at the UD Arena, won by Berlin Highland in double OT, 54-51. Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com broadcast schedule. It will be at the top of the one single page that highlights scoresbroadcast.com. Just refresh your computer, get rid of cache, and bring up a fresh schedule. We'll be highlighting area high school baseball teams. I got my eyes set on a Rushi at Minster baseball game at the very end of this month. I think it's a week from next Tuesday, in fact, weather permitting, of course. That plays havoc with our baseball coverage every single day. Last year, Rushi and Minster played in the D7 state semifinal up at Akron. Both clubs graduated quite a few seniors. Both teams hit hard at graduation. But they do collide on the baseball diamond. I think it's the last day of March, and more than likely, weather permitting, we will be there. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming broadcast schedule. That concludes our 80-plus games of football, volleyball, and basketball. We exceeded 60 in basketball alone. Thanks for joining us. It all wound up here today. Hopefully, or I should say unfortunately, we couldn't conclude it on a better note. Marion Local falling in double OT in the D6 state championship. Thanks to the online listeners, we had a bunch. Plenty of folks joined us. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you good evening from the UD Arena, where Marion Local has been nipped in double OT in the boys' D6 state title game, 54-51. Berlin Highland wins it.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking and
at osgoodbank.com. Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Guyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.